We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi. We begin Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, Seder Kriyas HaTorah B'Yom Sheni V'Chamishi, Sif Aleph. Before beginning, the Mishnah Berurah gives us a bit of a hakdama based on the Rambam, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu established that they should read Torah publicly on Shabbos and on Monday and on Thursday at Shacharis, so that they wouldn't go 3 days without hearing Torah. And then Ezra came along and he established that they should lay a mincha on Shabbos also, and he established that on Monday and Thursday there would be 3 aliyahs and there shouldn't be less than 10. In the Yerushalmi, it says that Moshe established that they should lay from the Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and this is brought in the Rif. And so the Rishonim try and figure out, based on the Gemara, exactly who established what, Moshe and Ezra, but we have what we have nowadays somehow. So Sifal Bashani Bihamishi Bishabas Vimincha Korin Shlosha in Posamehem Ve Mosifin Alay and Vemaftirin Binabi. On Monday and Thursday, and at Shabbos Amincha we lane three aliyahs, and you can't lane less than 3 aliyahs, and you can't add to have more than 3 aliyahs, and there is no Haftorah either. The Mishnah Berurah says that this Kriyas HaTorah is at Shacharis, and even though B'di'eved you can read it the entire day, still, L'chachila, it's a mitzvah to do laning in the morning. So if you missed the laning in the morning for whatever reason, or you were traveling, a group was traveling together, and they were able to daven, but they didn't have a Torah, and they're going to be together, and they have the opportunity to lane later, so they could potentially lane at Mincha, if they want, if the whole group missed it. It's just ideal to do it earlier. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that we don't add aliyahs during the week is because people have to get to work, and we don't want to be mevatel their malacha. It's the same reason that we don't read from the Navi either. The Rama comments, "Im hayu shnei chasanim b'sakneses em Yisraelim, mutar l'hosef likros revi." If there were 2 chasanim in the shul and they're both Yisraelim, so you'd be allowed to add a 4th aliyah during the week. The 2 havi kiyomtif shemutar l'hosef, because for them it's like a yantif, and you're allowed to add on yantif. Dinira du adin l'shnei balei bris. The Rama says the same thing is true regarding balei bris. The yanto shelahem hu kedol kamantim and kufnan tet tuf kufnan tes. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that ledina the achronim, right, that we are not noheg to add aliyahs during the week, no matter what, even for chasanim and even for balei bris. There's a discussion regarding the chiyuv of kriyas haTorah, whether it is a mitzvah on each individual or is it a mitzvah on the tzibur. It appears to be a machlokes rishonim, and there are numerous nafgaminas, practical applications, differences between whether it's a chiyuv on the yach or a chiyuv on the tzibur. For example, let's say for some reason you miss Kriyas HaTorah. Would you be obligated to go hear the Kriyas HaTorah somewhere else? If you were on a plane, you were on a train, etc. So would you be obligated to gather 10 people together mincha for you to be able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah or not? Let's say you're going from America to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to miss a parsha because, like it is now, the parshios are off. We just caught up. But before, the parshios were off due to Yom Tov Sheni. So would you be obligated to make up that Kriyas HaTorah somehow when you're in Eretz Yisrael for the parsha that you missed? Or another question would theoretically be how far one has to go to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say you're sick, you're not feeling well, you're able to daven at home. Do you have an obligation to go to shul to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah or not? Because really the chovah is on the tzibur and not on the yachid. So I think Meikar Din, it appears that we paskin that it's a chovas atzibur, but it is best to be machmir if possible, if you're in a situation where you can be machmir, to be able to fulfill the opinion of a chovas ayachid as well in each situation. Sif Beis, makom shemafsikim b'shabbos v'shacharis, wherever you stop on Shabbos, wherever parsha you end, the end of the parsha on Shabbos at Shacharis, sham korm b'mincho b'sheni v'chameshi b'shabbos haba, that's where you pick up on the next Monday and Thursday. The Rama adds, in bitlu Shabbos achas kriyas parsha b'tzibur. If for some reason Tzibur didn't lane 1 week, L'Shabbos haba korin osa parsha ma'parsha ha'shaicha olosa Shabbos. And next week, you read both parshas, the last parsha and the parsha for that Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that it must be talking about where you didn't read at all that entire day. But if you just didn't read at Shacharis, you'd be able to read it later at Mincha. You could read the whole parsha at Mincha if you would like. If you missed multiple Shabbosos for whatever reason, the Tzibur missed multiple Shabbosos, so then the Mishnah Berurah says that we paskin that you cannot lane 3 parshios in 1 week. This hopefully does not come up too often where a Tzibur misses the parsha for whatever reason, but if they do, they would be able to make it up that next week.